cycles per second. Illustrative of it is a story that is told of Buddha. And everywhere he went, he had all of these followers. But he also had people who were critical of him. And these people would find fault with him, and they would say things about him that were insulting, and they would be very inflammatory, and they would be extremely critical of him. And every time that they would behave in these ways towards the Buddha, he would respond with love, with kindness. That's all he could ever say. And one day, one of his students said to him, "I just don't understand. For days and days, these people have been so critical and so ugly in their reactions towards you, and always you still react with kindness and love. How do you do that? How does that work?" And the Buddha responded with something that I think is very, very relevant to our lives. He said, "If someone offers you a gift, and you do not accept that gift, to whom does the gift belong?" And that was his answer. If someone offers you a gift of their hatred, of their criticism, of their bitterness, of their tension, of their fault finding, if they offer this to you, but you don't accept it, to whom does it belong? Why, it's theirs. And the Buddha was saying, why would you ever choose to allow yourself to become depressed, upset, immobilized over something that belongs elsewhere? It's not yours. You don't own it. What you think of me is none of my business. It's the highest level of self-actualization.